Shovels at 8:30 right now, joining us, our man on the scene, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, the man right here, Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. Talk about this Justin Tucker thing. I said it. These guys said it as well. I'm okay with the 10-game suspension. That's fine. I mean, whatever you decide. But how can a person serve a suspension when he's not on a roster?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I've been trying to think if that's kind of the norm.
No.
But it is kind of weird. The 10 games, I mean, I felt like that's no slap on the wrist. We've seen them give out, you know, 6 games at times, and these guys they'll dispute it. But the 10 games, I thought that was pretty hefty. That to me lets me know that they found something, because they don't just hand out 10 game suspension. So it is a little weird. And I said it on, you know, Fresh Take last night with me and Ben, like, I'm not totally convinced that we've seen the last of Justin Tucker on a football field. The kicker position is so fluid, and last year should have shown us just seeing how many teams went through kickers last year. I mean, somebody will give him a shot. I'm not completely convinced that he's kicked his last football.
We just talked about, you know, him with playing this year. Also, you think post-career, when it comes time for, you know, Ring of Honor, Hall of Fame voting, things like that, how much is this going to work? You're not supposed to take into account, at least for the Hall of Fame.
You're not supposed to. I'm not sure how this will go, to be honest with you. I really don't have a complete pulse on it, because this is a guy that had a clean sheet until he didn't. Yeah. And, you know, he was a guy that had a really great reputation. His on the field, you know, stuff was A1 up until the last couple of seasons. I still think he has the football resume to be a Hall of Famer. I think that he'll still get in. Now, the Ring of Honor, I wouldn't be surprised if that happens eventually, maybe a little longer than it initially would have happened. But you look at the statement that the Ravens made when, you know, they released him. It was pretty supportive of Tucker's highlights of his career and what, you know, the thought of Justin Tucker was before all of this. So I wouldn't be surprised if at some point down the line, you know, the Ravens kind of look past this and he gets in the Ring of Honor as well. I just think it'll take some time.
Now, as far as, you know, we've kind of talked about Tucker ad nauseum, but now the Ravens got to make this switch and focus on a new kicker and kind of try to move past this. What are your thoughts on the next era for kickers here? Because the one thing I've said about the Ravens is, or fans, you really haven't had a bad kicker almost the entire time this team's been in Baltimore. So now we get to find out what Loop's going to do.
Yeah, I mean, anything could happen, honestly. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of Loop, but to this point, what we have seen hasn't been enough to, you know, assure anybody that he's the guy, that he's going to be the guy for the next 10 years. We don't know that. And the average team has to cycle through multiple kickers. The average team has to contemplate at some point whether or not they want to move on from the kicker that they have, because he's missing kicks or what have you. So the Ravens haven't been in that position. You look around the league, just like I said, this past season, it was a lot of shuffling of kickers, mainly due to injuries, but also guys just not performing up to par. And Tucker has spoiled, you know, this team. And really, like you said, even before him, they know how to have long-term kickers, which is just not usually the norm in the league. So I am curious to see if the Ravens have to start dealing with a kicking issue that almost every other team in the league has to deal with on a yearly basis.
Hey, before we let you go, Cordell, we're running up on time, but we kind of teased it. Orioles 81st game of the year tonight. What grade do you give the Orioles for the first half of the season?
Oh man. And I'm having trouble giving them anything more than a D minus right now. Injuries are the injuries, but you're getting flirting with a no hitter 3 times in 5 games. This is an offense. They should be better than they are. I get the injuries. The pitching is the pitching. Defensively, they're a mess. Guys can't throw to the right base. Catchers can't catch or tag. Guys are flirting with no hitters, it feels like, on an every other day basis. Yeah, I said it last night to Ben, like, when you watch an Orioles game day to day, what is the one thing that you can look forward to that you know that they're going to do right? There isn't one. Right. So until they at least get that, they're in the D minus world for me.
You hear that, Rob? Cordell said they passed. So did I, Cordell. I had him at a D minus because of the injuries. You know, like, yeah, it's been rough.
I didn't even think about it in terms of just maybe passing with that D minus. Now, high school me would have definitely thought about that as a passing grade.
Cordell, when can we hear you again on the radio?
Yeah, we'll be back next Thursday. So we'll see what the Orioles look like by then. And still kind of that dry period of the NFL season, but I'm sure they'll give us some sort of news. And the NBA wasted no time getting their offseason going. So we'll see who's found a new home by the time we get to our next show.
Thanks a lot, Cordell.
Thanks, guys.